AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. Pakistan says it will soon host U.S.-Iran talks. There's been no immediate word from Washington or Tehran. Speaking to reporters yesterday aboard Air Force One, President Trump said Iran has agreed to allow 20 oil tankers through the Strait of Hormuz starting today.
They've agreed to send 8 boats 2 days ago, and then they added another 2, so it was 10 boats. And now today they gave us as a tribute, I don't know, I can't define it exactly, but they gave us, I think out of a sign of respect, 20 boats of oil, big, big boats of oil going through the Hormuz Strait.
Iran's foreign ministry spokesman says the 15-point ceasefire proposal put forward by the U.S. was filled with, quote, excessive demands, and says this country has not had any direct negotiations with the U.S. Meanwhile, in Israel yesterday, police prevented Catholic leaders from entering the Church of the Holy Sepulchre to celebrate a private mass on the Christian holiday of Palm Sunday for the first time in centuries. The move set off a wave of criticism from the U.S. and others. Here's Fareed Jubran, spokesman for the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem.
They were blocked by a police officer who told them that due to the orders of the Home Front Command, they cannot allow them to enter the Basilica. And that's why they had to return back and celebrate Mass at the St. Xavier's Church.
Jerusalem's major holy sites, including the church, are closed because of the ongoing Iran war, as the city has come under frequent fire from Iranian missiles. Earlier this morning, Israel's police said it had approved a, quote, limited prayer framework for the church after consulting with the Latin Patriarchate of Jerusalem. In other news, 4 astronauts are set to blast off this week on the first manned mission to the moon in half a century. The Artemis II mission will zip around the moon, but it won't land. This is AP News. Hours-long lines at airports persist as TSA workers wait for their paychecks now that President Trump signed an executive order so that they can get paid during a partial government shutdown.
TSA officer Johnny Jones at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport, who is the secretary treasurer of the TSA union, predicts pay will make a big difference.
You know, the wait time should go back to normal in the next few days as people receive payments so they can buy gas and come to work. But until that occurs, you know, I mean, it should all come to an end pretty quick.
But he says he's been fielding calls all weekend from members who have concerns about just how much pay they will receive, considering they've gone without for so long. The shutdown began Valentine's Day.
The immediate feedback from employees is a lot of people are going to be missing significant portions of their pay because their payroll is just all jacked up.
Nearly 500 of the agency's almost 50,000 officers quit since the shutdown started, according to DHS. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.